The first three dialogues given here are an account of the last days and the death of Socrates. In what order Plato wrote the dialogues, we do not know. But in reading them, there is a good reason for beginning with those that center in the death of the chief personage. Only in them is Socrates himself the subject. In the others, although almost always the main speaker, he rarely speaks of himself. Indeed, in two of the three latest dialogues, he is only a listener, and in the last, he does not even appear. But in these first three, he talks at length about his life and his beliefs. In his defense, Socrates explains himself to his fellow citizens when he is brought before an Athenian court on a most serious charge. Socrates is guilty of corrupting the minds of the young and of believing in deities of his own invention instead of the gods recognized by the state. In the Apology, as it is generally known, he gives a detailed account of the way he has lived and the convictions he has reached. At the end, when he is condemned to death, the few words in which he accepts the sentence are in themselves a vivid picture of the man he was, unlike any other there has ever been. Great spiritual leaders and great saints adorn the pages of history, but Socrates is not like any of them. He is, indeed, the servant of the divine power, living in complete obedience to God. Yet he always views the world of men with a bit of humor, a touch of irony. He spends his life in the effort to kindle into a flame the spark of good in every man. But when he fails, when he comes up against blind obstinacy, or stupid conceit, or the indifference of egotism, or when he draws down on himself bitter enmity, then along with his regret, because he cares for everyone, is mingled a little amusement, a feeling, as it were, of rueful sympathy, as if he said to himself, "What silly children we are." Socrates never condemned. This significant clue to what he was is given most clearly in Socrates' defense.